Edition every Sunday from August 8th through the 29th. 10 guests can win up to $1,000 in prairie cash. And one lucky guest gets the grand adventure prize, the choice of a John Deere tractor, John Deere Gator, Polaris Ranger, or Polaris Razor, courtesy of Heritage Tractor. Visit prairieband.com for details.
KBOE Live and local sunshine, 64 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:42.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:42, we're pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Newman Regional Health's Director of Business Development, Mackenzie Sinelli.
Mackenzie, good morning.
Hey, Mackenzie.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. It's D&D week.
It is a big week.
Big week. Friday is the big day and the big night at campus of Emporia State, Webb Hall. Well, Mackenzie, you've been working hard on this. We know that. And, boy, the pre-fundraising activities for Denim and Diamonds have been going strong for months now, all leading up to the big event on Friday. And, number one, are there any tickets left?
There are tickets left. We have about 65 tickets left. And so just a reminder on those, the individual ticket price is $60, and then a table of eight is $450. And people can easily just go online to our website, newmanrh.org/DD, and there's a buy tickets button, and it makes it really easy for everybody.
Outstanding. Well, what's your thoughts going in here to this week, Mackenzie? As Ron mentioned, you guys have put in a lot of work here to bring this to the community for another year. Just talk about that work that you guys have had to do, whether it's in the hospital walls or reaching out to different partners here for the pre-event schedule.
So my overall thoughts when I look back on just kind of where we are right now is that none of this would be possible without, first of all, our team here at Newman Regional Health. You know, we have a great business development department here between myself and our events coordinator, Michelle Margeson, and also our administrative assistant, Stephanie Brooks. And then we have a media specialist, Roger Will, and they, all four of them, have just been so heavily involved in the process. And then not only them, but our committee, our Denim and Diamonds committee, you know, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do without their helping hands and their brains and smarts in our meeting every month. So I attribute a lot of that to them. Obviously, we have a great team here of department directors and supervisors who help reach out to the community and some of our vendors who can participate. Obviously, with our sponsors, you know, there's a lot of contributions that come from them and their continued support year after year. So we wouldn't be able to do what we do without that as well. And then obviously just our community as a whole. You know, you mentioned all of the pre-events that we have leading up to this, which have really grown substantially over the years. And then, you know, obviously we have our largest event on Friday, which is a culmination of months of planning. And so it takes people in the room to make all that possible. So here we are.
Well, you're going in with a full head of steam. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Your fundraising efforts, the pre-fundraising event efforts, have been very successful. Almost too many to mention here on this program, but it really kicked off. You had a great barbecue fundraiser, too. You had a sellout there, didn't you?
We did. We had a sellout, and I mean, we had a sellout even after increasing the number of meals that we were selling. So I think that is, you know, a huge benefit, and then it just talks about the support that we have between our community. So I think, you know, it started off our campaign really strong.
Well, it really did, and the fundraising efforts have been going strong. Mackenzie Sinelli is with us from Newman Regional Health again. Just over 60 tickets available for Denim and Diamonds. We'll get in some of the specifics because you've got a great night planned. We want to go over some of the things that will be taking place. But the bottom line is raising money for Newman Regional Health. And I think also, to a certain degree, Mackenzie, this is an opportunity to celebrate and thank, I think, the healthcare professionals that have really been heroes at Newman Regional Health through this whole COVID event, which, you know, canceled the event last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime we have an event like this, it's a time that we can recognize the hard work of our own staff members and our employees and the quality patient care that they provide to our community. And so, you know, this year, obviously, our fund designation changes every single year. And with it being for the development of a simulated apartment suite within our inpatient rehab unit, it really helps to kind of hone in on what inpatient rehab is and where this money is going towards and exactly what inpatient rehab does for our community. And so I think, you know, you mentioned the lineup that we have for Friday night, and that's one of the most important things of the night is for folks to see where their money is going, how it's going to benefit the community, and you know, more directly, how it's going to benefit the patients that we care for.
And speaking of that here, Mackenzie, this year obviously continues the process that has been underway now for over a decade. But maybe you can remind folks here maybe not the different projects, but the overall goal here through Denim and Diamonds to increase and enhance the patient care, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, well, obviously to increase and enhance patient care, it takes state-of-the-art technology and equipment and space. And so every year, our department directors are advised to basically send in a request of capital budget items. And so our operations council team gets together in probably around the October timeframe. They take a look at all of those capital budget requests. And we also take a look at, you know, what the Denim and Diamonds fundraising campaign has traditionally raised in the past. And we kind of compare with what those requests are that would seem to be a really good fit for a Denim and Diamonds fund designation. And so that's kind of how that's determined every year. And it's just nice because it really gives all of our departments an opportunity to showcase their area because it changes every single year. I mean, you know, last year we were focused on our Newman Therapy Services relocation. This year's inpatient rehab. One of the previous years I was involved was a nuclear medicine camera for our cardiology. So, you know, it changes every year, and I think that is a testament to the many services that we offer here at Newman Regional Health.
Well, Denim and Diamonds' 12th annual event is coming up this Friday night, campus of Emporia State, Webb Hall. Doors open, I believe, at 6 p.m. There'll be a welcome at 7, buffet starting around 7:15, and Newman Regional Health, Mackenzie Sinelli and her team have a great night lined up. And you walk in the doors, it's going to look great. And what can people participate in, Mackenzie?
Yeah, so not only do we have the event itself for the dinner, but we have silent and live auction taking place. We have some really fun entertainment planned, and the cat may already be out of the bag on that one, but I'm not going to spill the beans. So people are just going to have to come and check it out. But I can tell you that it's definitely some entertainment that they will never forget. And so we have that planned. Obviously, we mentioned the dinner. And then throughout the course of the night, there's going to be just other fundraising opportunities. There's going to be a video that kind of really showcases that fund designation and the simulated apartment suite that's going to be developed. And so people are going to get a more in-depth glimpse at that. And then, you know, it's just going to be a good time. And we're going to have a good time benefiting a really great cause, and that is Newman Regional Health, and that is your local community hospital.
Well, people can bid on silent and live auctions. In silent auction, they can bid on those right now, can they not, Mackenzie?
That is correct. We opened the bidding on that on Friday, so we wanted to open that a whole week in advance, and I know I've participated in the bidding, and so there's a lot of great items that we have. There's a lot of fun items, and they're definitely unique from what we've ever had in the past. So I would definitely encourage people to get online and to register to participate in that. The really beautiful thing about that is that you don't even have to attend the event on Friday in order to participate in the silent auction. So you can get online, you can register for free, and you can start bidding. And then obviously, you know, those items will be showcased at the event on Friday. And then if you're at the event, you can have the opportunity to participate in the live auction as well. And we have some outstanding items for that.
You have outstanding live auction items. They're going to be wonderful, wonderful things to bid on coming up on Friday night. And you also have something special from Carrie's Diamonds too, do you not?
Oh, we have something special from Carrie's every single year. She and her team are absolutely incredible, and we just truly appreciate their support every year behind this. They are our grand prize sponsor, and so we have a yellow and gold diamond pendant, and it is appraised at close to $14,000. So in order to participate in the drawing for that grand prize, We have three golden ticket winners, and one of those golden ticket winners can still happen at the event. We put all three of those winners up on stage, and we give them a chance at that grand prize, and so that's going to be one of the fun things of the evening as well.
It will.
Yeah. Well, Mackenzie, what's ahead for you here this week to basically put the finishing touches on things before Friday night?
Yeah, you know, I think I at this point in time, really just have to attribute so much to the business development team at this point. We meet so frequently, but I think we're all kind of feeling a little bit calm. And I don't know that that's a good thing. That might be a scary thing. I don't know if that's just a testament to the organization that we've had leading up to this, or if we're just missing something major. I hope it's not the latter. But, you know, it's just the kind of those putting those final touches on there, making sure that people get their tickets purchased ahead of time, and planning to have fun. That's what we're doing right now.
Well, I can promise you a great time. Obviously, it's for a wonderful cause. We don't have to sell anybody on that, I don't think. But again, to register, buy tickets, Mackenzie, how can that be accomplished?
Yeah, so two ways. You can go online, and we make it pretty simple for you. If you go to newmanrh.org/DD, it'll take you right to our Denim and Diamonds page, which has all of our information, and there's a buy tickets link that can take you directly into our mobile bidding site. Or you can also call our events coordinator, Michelle, at 341-7781.
341-7781. Well, Mackenzie, thanks for your time this morning. Going to be a big-time Friday night. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for your time.
Mackenzie Sinelli, Newman Regional Health, Denim and Diamonds, is very near.
Friday night.
Very near.
Friday night. Get your tickets.
Yeah, Mackenzie, the Director of Business Development, Denim and Diamonds, Friday night. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 65 degrees, it's 8:53.
The Flint Hills Technical College Foundation is seeking an individual for the Alumni Annual Fund Coordinator.